Well, we're back on Eyewitness News this morning with a warning to coffee drinkers seeking an extra boost. Death Wish Coffee is recalling 11-ounce cans of its Nitro Cold Brew.
But pour the wrong cup and what you're really drinking is mold toxins, banned chemicals, and microplastics leaching straight from those convenient pods. For seniors watching heart health or families giving coffee to teenagers, this isn't just bad caffeine. It's a health trap disguised as your morning comfort. In today's video, we're exposing 10 coffee brands you should never drink, even if they've sat in your kitchen for decades. Stay tuned till the end, because we'll also reveal 4 brands that are actually clean, tested, and worth your trust. 10. Nescafe. For 85 years, the world's most trusted instant coffee. That red label in kitchens across 180 countries. The brand your grandparents relied on. The coffee that built Nestlé into a global empire. Billions of jars sold. If everyone drinks it, it must be safe. Then European regulators discovered what was really inside those jars. Between 2013 and 2017, Nescafe faced multiple recalls across Europe and Asia. Aflatoxin contamination, a mold toxin that causes liver cancer, suppresses immune function, and accumulates with every cup. Aflatoxins are group 1 carcinogens, the same classification as tobacco, the same classification as asbestos. In your morning coffee, Nestlé knew. European regulators forced recalls, Asian markets pulled products, and American consumers? They decided you didn't need to know. No warnings, no disclosure, no acknowledgement whether U.S. supplies came from the same contaminated batches. Just silence while other countries protected their citizens. Dissolve a spoonful right now. Watch how fast it disappears. Too fast. Real coffee resists water. This is engineered to vanish. The smell? Artificial. Burnt? Hollow? That's chemistry, not coffee. The instant processing makes it worse. High heat spray drying destroys antioxidants and creates additional acrylamide, another carcinogen. Mold toxins plus heat-generated carcinogens in every spoonful. For seniors who've trusted Nescafe for decades, that liver damage accumulates silently. For cancer survivors avoiding toxins, aflatoxins directly contradict recovery. For anyone who thought instant just meant convenient, it means contaminated. 85 years of trust. Exposed in a recall they hoped you'd never hear about. Have you been drinking Nescafe for years? Drop a comment. Let's see how many kitchens have that red label. Global brand. Global cover-up. But wait until you see what cheap drive-through coffee hides behind golden arches. 9. Lavazza. Italian heritage. Premium pricing. Beautiful tins that look like they belong in a European cafe. This is sophistication in a package, right? Wrong. Between 2017 and 2019, multiple European consumer groups tested Lavazza's non-organic lines. What they found? Pesticide residues and ochratoxin A, a mold toxin that attacks your liver and kidneys. The European Union issued warnings, required stricter testing, demanded transparency. And Lavazza's response to American consumers? Nothing. No recalls, no warnings, no acknowledgement. They quietly continued selling the same products in US stores while European regulators were sounding alarms. The beans come from multiple countries with zero batch traceability. You cannot verify which farm, which harvest, which processing facility. It's coffee roulette, beautiful packaging hiding complete opacity. Open a tin and it smells pleasant but generic. Factory consistency, not artisan quality. The aroma is engineered, not natural. Every batch identical because it's been standardized for mass production. For cancer survivors avoiding known toxins, ochratoxin A is classified as possibly carcinogenic to humans. For pregnant women trying to eliminate harmful exposures, pesticide residues cross the placental barrier and reach your developing baby. European labels don't guarantee safety, not when premium pricing matters more than consumer health. Skip the fancy Italian branding. Organic labels hiding pesticides? Drop a comment if you bought Lavazza thinking European meant quality. Let's see how many of us paid premium for pesticides. 8. International Delight Iced Coffee. Sold everywhere. Bright bottles. Iced coffee splashed across the label. Looks refreshing, convenient, harmless. Read the ingredients. Water, sugar, cream. Coffee listed 4th. Then palm oil, artificial flavors, sodium phosphate, carrageenan. This isn't coffee. It's liquid dessert with coffee flavoring. One bottle contains 42 grams of sugar. That's more than a can of Coca-Cola. 8 grams of saturated fat. More fat than a McDonald's cheeseburger. You're drinking a milkshake pretending to be coffee. Shake the bottle right now. Watch how thick it moves. Syrupy, slow, unnaturally creamy. Pour it into a glass, and it leaves an oily film that clings to the sides. Real iced coffee is translucent. This coats everything it touches. For diabetics, one bottle spikes blood sugar violently. Your insulin response goes into overdrive trying to process that sugar bomb. For kids, this trains taste buds to crave liquid candy instead of real beverages. For seniors with heart disease, saturated fat plus refined sugar equals inflammation acceleration. The coffee in this bottle is an afterthought, a flavoring agent, not the main ingredient. You're paying for sugar water with coffee scent. International Delight isn't delight, it's deception in a bottle. Skip it entirely. Fake iced coffee hiding in plain sight. But the next brand literally sent people to the hospital with dangerous caffeine levels. 7. Death Wish Coffee. The name alone should be a warning. World's strongest coffee. Skull logo. Extreme branding, targeting caffeine addicts who think more is always better. Here's the problem. Death Wish contains up to 728 milligrams of caffeine per 12-ounce cup. That's nearly three times the amount in regular coffee. Triple the stimulant hitting your heart, your nervous system, your kidneys all at once. They use Robusta beans. Cheaper, harsher, higher caffeine, but significantly lower quality than Arabica. Over-roasted to maximize caffeine extraction, not flavor. The result? Coffee that tastes burnt because it is. In 2019, the FDA received multiple reports of dangerous reactions, heart palpitations, emergency room visits, caffeine overdose symptoms including tremors, severe anxiety, and dangerously elevated blood pressure. People thought they were buying strong coffee. They got a medical emergency in a bag. The company's response? Minimal warnings. No product reformulation, no acknowledgement of the danger, just kept selling with the same extreme marketing. Open a bag and the smell hits you. Burnt, acrid, over-roasted to the point of carbon. This isn't coffee craftsmanship. This is caffeine weaponized. For seniors on blood pressure or heart medications, this can trigger arrhythmia and dangerous cardiac episodes. For anyone over 60, this much caffeine stresses kidneys and disrupts sleep for days. Death Wish earns its name. Skip it completely. Extreme caffeine nearly killed people, but at least Death Wish warns you it's dangerous. The next brand hides behind a friendly, trusted face. 6. Folgers. The best part of waking up. That jingle made Folgers a household name. The red canister in kitchens across America. A brand so familiar it feels like family. But try to find out what's actually inside. You can't. Flip that canister right now. Look for an origin country. Not there. Farm name? Nothing. Harvest date? Blank. Bean variety? They won't say. Just one word. Coffee. Folgers is the most secretive coffee brand in America. Other brands lie on their labels. Folgers won't even give you a label to lie on. Here's what they're hiding. Industry insiders confirm Folgers uses primarily Robusta beans, the cheapest, harshest species on earth. 30% cheaper than Arabica. Bitter, thin, and none of the flavor complexity. Real roasters reject it. Folgers built an empire on it. The instant version is worse. Maltodextrin, a processed starch filler. Silicon dioxide, an anti-caking chemical. Natural flavors, lab-engineered compounds to simulate taste that doesn't exist. Open a canister right now. That smell? Engineered. Chemical compounds designed to trigger comfort. Brew it, and look, thin, pale, watery, no oils floating on top. Real coffee has body. This is brown water. Between 2015 and 2018, independent labs found acrylamide levels exceeding California Proposition 65 limits, the state's cancer warning threshold. Folgers never acknowledged it, never reformulated, never warned consumers. For families trying to verify what's in their food, Folgers makes verification impossible. For seniors who've trusted this brand for decades, you trusted silence. For anyone who thinks that red canister means quality, it means secrecy, 60 years of jingles, 0 years of transparency. The best part of waking up? Knowing what's in your cup. Folgers makes sure you never will. If America's most secretive brand concerns you, wait until you see how a premium name hijacks your trust to sell liquid candy. 5. Starbucks Bottled Frappuccino, the Green Mermaid, the most recognized coffee logo on Earth. When you see Starbucks, your brain thinks quality, premium, worth the price. That's exactly what they're counting on. Starbucks Bottled Frappuccino isn't coffee. It's a Trojan horse. If this exact product had a generic label, sugar coffee drink, you'd never buy it. But slap a Starbucks logo on it, suddenly it feels acceptable. That's brand manipulation. And it's working. Read the ingredients. Milk first, sugar second, coffee third. Your coffee drink is mostly milk and sugar with coffee as an afterthought. Shake the bottle right now. Watch how thick it moves. Syrupy. Slow. Pour it into a glass and it clings to everything. Real coffee doesn't behave like this. Desserts do. The trap is genius. Starbucks spent decades building trust. Quality beans. Skilled baristas. Then they licensed that trust to sell gas station sugar bombs. Same mermaid. Same premium feeling. Completely different product. For diabetics, one bottle triggers dangerous glucose spikes. But the Starbucks logo made it feel okay. For kids, this trains their brains to associate coffee with candy-level sweetness. For seniors with heart disease, the saturated fat accelerates arterial plaque, but it's Starbucks, so it feels like a treat. Your brain trusts the brand. The brand exploits that trust. You drink dessert thinking it's coffee. The mermaid doesn't protect you. She distracts you. Skip the bottles. Your trust deserves better than a Trojan horse. Now let's talk about the K-cup danger no one warns you about. 4. Green Mountain K-Cups. Once a small Vermont artisan roaster, community-focused, quality-driven. Then Keurig Dr. Pepper bought them. Everything changed. Now it's mass production. Millions of plastic pods manufactured daily. And here's the danger nobody discusses. When you brew a K-Cup, you're heating plastic to 192 degrees Fahrenheit. At that temperature, the pod releases BPA, phthalates, and microplastics directly into your coffee. A 2018 Canadian study tested all major K-Cup brands. Every single one released detectable microplastics during brewing. Tiny plastic particles small enough to enter your bloodstream, accumulate in organs, and cross the blood-brain barrier. Green Mountain's beans are now mystery blends. No origin transparency, no mold testing disclosure, no pesticide reports, just industrial coffee optimized for convenience and profit margins. Pop open a used K-Cup right now. See that plastic interior, the aluminum foil seal, the stale-smelling powder inside? That's what you're drinking, not fresh roasted beans. Processed coffee packaged in petroleum-based materials. For pregnant women, BPA disrupts hormones and affects fetal development. Studies link it to developmental delays and birth defects. For seniors with declining kidney function, your body can't filter microplastics efficiently. They accumulate. For families brewing multiple K-cups daily, you're not drinking coffee. You're drinking plastic-infused liquid from a brand that abandoned quality for mass-market dominance. Green Mountain sold its soul. Don't sacrifice your health for convenience. K-Cups leaching plastic into every cup. Hit subscribe so you never trade convenience for contamination again. 3. Great Value Coffee. Walmart's house brand. $4 per pound. Impossibly cheap. Looks like a smart budget choice, especially for seniors on fixed incomes or families stretching grocery dollars. But here's the problem. That price is too low to be real coffee. In 2016, Consumer Reports tested 15 coffee brands for contamination. Great Value had the highest mold levels, specifically ochratoxin A, a fungal toxin that attacks your liver and kidneys. There's zero origin disclosure, no batch codes, no traceability. You have no idea which country these beans came from or how they were stored. Just bulk coffee from mystery sources packaged under Walmart's label. The economics don't work. Quality coffee costs $5 to $7 per pound just to produce at wholesale. Walmart sells this for $4 retail. Where's the profit margin? There isn't one, unless they're cutting corners somewhere dangerous. Open a bag right now. Smell that musty, stale odor? That's mold. Brew it, and watch how muddy it looks. Real coffee is clear and rich. This is cloudy and gritty. For anyone with compromised immunity, ochratoxin A damages your liver and kidneys. For seniors, mold toxins accelerate cognitive decline. For families, you're saving $2 but gambling with everyone's long-term health. Walmart's bargain coffee isn't a deal. It's a health trap with a friendly price tag. Skip it completely. Walmart's coffee hiding mold and mystery beans. But the next brand is even worse. A household name that knowingly sold contaminated coffee for years. 2. McAfee. That Golden Arches coffee. Cheap, convenient, everywhere. Drive-through mornings, grocery store shelves, K-cup boxes promising cafe quality at home. But in 2014, Canadian food safety investigators tested McDonald's coffee products. Elevated acrylamide levels. That's a compound formed when beans are over-roasted at extreme heat. The International Agency for Research on Cancer classifies it as a probable human carcinogen. It damages DNA and attacks the nervous system. McAfee K-Cups add another danger. Plastic pods heated to 200 degrees leach BPA and microplastics directly into your coffee. You're drinking melted plastic particles small enough to enter your bloodstream. McDonald's sources beans through massive bulk contracts. No transparency on origin. No pesticide disclosure. No public testing results. Just industrial-scale production focused on profit. Pour a cup right now. Watery, pale brown, almost see-through. Real coffee has body and natural oils. Smell it and catch that chemical note underneath fake roasted aroma. That's factory processing. For seniors with kidney disease, microplastics accumulate faster than your body eliminates them. For families brewing this for teenagers, developing brains are more vulnerable to acrylamide damage. Those golden arches promise convenience. You're trading speed for safety. Skip McCafe. 1. Tim Hortons Original Blend. Canada's pride. The coffee that built a nation's morning ritual. For decades, Tim Hortons meant community, quality, trust. Families gathered there. Seniors met friends there. It was more than coffee. It was Canadian identity in a cup. Then 2014 happened. Tim Hortons sold to Restaurant Brands International, backed by 3G Capital. Everything changed overnight. By 2018, lawsuits flooded in. Class action claims accused Tim Hortons of quietly switching to cheaper beans while keeping the original blend name. Customers noticed immediately. Burnt taste, chemical smell, stomach issues after drinking their longtime favorite coffee. Independent lab tests showed elevated acrylamide levels. Zero transparency on bean sourcing post-acquisition. The company that once disclosed everything now disclosed nothing. Their K-Cup version adds microplastic exposure to the betrayal. Plastic pods heated until they leach toxins into coffee that's already compromised. Tim Hortons denied everything. Settled lawsuits quietly. Changed nothing. The coffee Canadians loved for 50 years became unrecognizable industrial garbage. Open a bag right now? Smell that over-roasted burnt rubber aroma? That's cost-cutting. Brew it and taste the bitterness, the weird chemical aftertaste that lingers for hours. That's what happens when corporations prioritize profit over legacy. For seniors who drank Tim's for 30 years, this betrayal is personal. For families, you're paying for a name that no longer means what it once did. Canadian icon turned chemical experiment. That's corporate greed in action. Go check your kitchen right now. If you see Tim Hortons, great value, any K-Cups, Nescafe Instant, Starbucks bottles, or Folgers, don't wait. Throw them out. Don't finish the bag. Don't use up the pods. Your health isn't worth saving $5 or finishing what's left. But don't panic. Not every brand betrayed your trust. Some companies still care about what goes in your body. These five brands earned their place through transparency, third-party testing, and actual quality. Real coffee still exists. You just need to know where to find it. 4. Café Bustelo. Finally, coffee that doesn't lie to your face. Café Bustelo treats coffee like what it should be, just coffee. This Cuban-style espresso brand has been around since 1928, nearly a century of consistent quality without selling out to corporate greed. They use 100% Arabica beans, the higher quality species that actually tastes like coffee instead of burnt cardboard. No additives, no mystery ingredients, no ultra-processing, just roasted beans ground to espresso fineness. The ingredient list has one item, coffee, that's it. Third-party testing confirms what the label promises. No mold contamination, no dangerous pesticide residues, no heavy metals, clean coffee that's also affordable, a rare combination in today's market. Open a can and the aroma hits you immediately. Rich, bold, authentic. Not chemical fakeness. Real roasted coffee smell that fills your kitchen. Brew it and watch the crema form on top. That's natural coffee oils rising to the surface, something you'll never see in ultra-processed brands. The flavor is strong and full-bodied. Cuban espresso style means intensity, but not harshness. Not burnt, not bitter, just clean, powerful coffee that wakes you up without wrecking your stomach. For seniors who want strong coffee without heart stress, Café Bustelo delivers caffeine and antioxidants without the dangers. For families on a budget refusing to sacrifice quality, this proves you don't need to spend $20 per bag to get real coffee. Café Bustelo stayed true to its roots for nearly 100 years. That loyalty to quality deserves your loyalty back. 3. Purity Coffee. If you want coffee that functions as medicine, not just caffeine, Purity Coffee is the gold standard. This isn't just marketing talk. Purity conducts medical-grade testing on every single batch. Lab results show their coffee contains 65% higher antioxidants than competitor brands. That difference matters for immune function, brain protection, and fighting inflammation. Every batch is tested for mold toxins, pesticide residues, and heavy metals. If a batch fails any test, it doesn't get sold. Period. That level of quality control is virtually unheard of in the coffee industry. Purity is grown on regenerative organic farms, meaning the soil gets healthier each year instead of being depleted by chemical agriculture. They're B Corp certified, proving ethical sourcing and environmental responsibility, not just claims. Verified practices. The company publishes full transparency reports. You can see exactly where your coffee came from, when it was roasted, and what the lab results showed. No other brand offers this level of openness. Open a bag and the difference is obvious. The beans look vibrant, uniform, carefully selected. The aroma is complex with layered notes that change as you smell it. Brew it, and the flavor is smooth, clean, and remarkably pure. No bitterness, no harsh aftertaste, just coffee the way nature intended before corporations ruined it. For cancer survivors avoiding all toxins during recovery, Purity offers peace of mind. For seniors with autoimmune issues, the high antioxidant content supports your body's fight against inflammation. For anyone who wants coffee as a health tool, not a health risk, this is it. Yes, it costs more, but you're paying for verified purity and measurable health benefits, not corn syrup in a coffee bag. 2. Life Boost Coffee. For anyone who loves coffee but hates the acid burn, Life Boost solved the problem without sacrificing flavor or safety. This is low-acid coffee done right, not chemically treated to reduce acid, not stripped of everything beneficial, just beans grown at high altitude in Nicaragua where natural conditions create lower acidity. High-altitude coffee grows slower. The beans develop more complex sugars and less acidic compounds naturally. No processing tricks, just geography and patience creating gentler coffee. Life Boost is USDA organic, certified and fair trade verified. Third-party labs test every batch for mycotoxins, the mold toxins that contaminate cheap coffee and destroy your liver over time. 0 mycotoxins detected. That's the standard they maintain consistently. Single origin means full traceability. You know exactly which region, which farms, which harvest. No mystery blends mixing good beans with garbage to cut costs. The roast is medium, which preserves maximum antioxidants while minimizing acrylamide formation. Lighter roasts mean healthier coffee because excessive heat creates the dangerous compounds we've been warning you about. Brew a cup and notice what's missing. No stomach burn. No acid reflux creeping up your throat an hour later. No digestive discomfort that makes you regret your morning ritual. Just smooth, enjoyable coffee that treats your body gently. For seniors with GERD, or chronic acid reflux, this lets you keep drinking coffee without pain. For pregnant women avoiding anything harsh on their system, low acid means less stress on digestion. For families wanting daily coffee without gut issues, Life Boost delivers comfort and safety together. It's not the cheapest option, but stomach pain and damaged esophagus tissue cost far more in the long run. 1. Kicking Horse Coffee. This is the brand that proves corporate takeovers don't have to destroy quality. Kicking Horse stayed Canadian, stayed independent, and stayed committed to doing coffee right. 100% organic. Fair trade certified. Every bag lists the origin, roast date, and certifications. Full transparency on every package. You know exactly what you're buying and when it was roasted. They use only Arabica beans sourced from ethical farms with verified sustainable practices. No Robusta garbage, no mystery blends, no corner cutting to boost profits, just high quality beans roasted in small batches in the Canadian Rockies. You can choose your roast level. Light roast for maximum antioxidants and minimal acrylamide. Medium for balanced flavor. Dark if you prefer bold intensity. You control the health equation by choosing how much heat the beans received. The difference is in the details. Whole beans mean you grind fresh before brewing. That preserves volatile compounds and antioxidants that disappear in pre-ground coffee sitting on shelves for months. Fresh ground coffee tastes brighter, cleaner, more alive. Open a bag and smell that. Complex, rich, with notes that change as the beans breathe. That's real coffee aroma, not factory engineered scent. Brew it and watch the bloom. Fresh coffee releases CO2 as hot water hits it. That bloom tells you these beans are recently roasted and full of life. For anyone who wants the gold standard, transparent sourcing, ethical practices, verified organic, and genuinely delicious coffee, Kicking Horse delivers everything simultaneously. No compromises, no excuses, just exceptional coffee from a company that never sold its soul. This is what coffee should be, every time, no exceptions. And there you have it. From K-Cups leaching plastic to trusted brands hiding mold toxins, we've exposed what's really in those coffee bags. Corporate greed turned coffee into poison, but real options still exist. You now know what to avoid and what to trust. Small changes protect your health for decades. If this opened your eyes, hit like, subscribe, and turn on notifications. More food exposés coming soon. Thanks for watching. Stay sharp, stay healthy, and keep rising.